Kelly said Tuesday was a heartbreaking, disappointing day in many ways for U.S. athletes.
A lot of opportunities with four events in which we had medal chances, coming away with only one. And, you know, I think as we kind of look in retrospective, it's the first time that we've ever really come into the Olympics with high expectations, with others looking for those medals to happen. And it was a real wake-up call yesterday. Things can go either way in sport, and we saw that a number of times yesterday.
He said the boosters for the U.S. were shocked and stunned to see Keegan Randall fail to qualify in the cross-country sprint.
But in the quarterfinal heats, Keegan was in a very, very tough heat. There were some top competitors in there. She had control of the heat the whole way. She was in the lead most of the way, setting the pace. It was a fairly fast pace in that heat. Coming into the stadium, she had the lead. She negotiated a downhill and a hard left turn and came into the stadium and had control of the race in the home stretch. She did give up a position, and she was aware of that, but she didn't really realize how close the other two competitors were to her. And all of a sudden, we had a four-athlete sprint to the finish. She just didn't hit the most perfect lunge, and all of a sudden, she found herself in fourth place. And a lot of us were thinking that, well, there's two lucky losers, fastest times across all the heats. This was a super fast heat. We thought that she would still get in, but unfortunately, by just a few hundredths of a second, she was 500ths of a second short of making it in her own heat and 1500ths behind the other lucky loser team time in the first heat.
Shaun White came away from Sochi without a medal, scoring fourth place in the halfpipe, but Kelly said he showed grace in defeat.
He tried some new things. He tried some truly remarkable things that we saw last night in the halfpipe, but unfortunately he came up short, finishing in fourth place. And as you said, he was very gracious. He accepted the venue that he had to work in, and he went out and did the best that he could. And, you know, that's the way he presented it. And I think a lot of people became fans of Shaun White and watching how he handled himself in what was a very distressing time for him. He didn't show the heartbreak and tears as some of the athletes had, but you know that deep down inside, it really impacted him hard to not medal in that competition last night.
On the more positive side, Devin Logan scored a silver in the women's ski slopestyle.
Well, she actually was the top qualifier. She didn't clinch it in the first couple events, but she did go on to be the top qualifier for the USA. The real story behind Devin Logan, who's been one of the leaders in the sport at only 20 years old, was the knee injury that she suffered 18 months ago. And she essentially moved to Park City, sequestered herself in the Center of Excellence, and did her rehabilitation. A year later, she went back and won the opening World Cup of the season, and has gone on to have a great year. She was the top qualifier for the USA, and no surprise that she did end up in the medals at a very historic one, first ever for women's slopestyle.
Another good performance came from Sophie Caldwell with a sixth in the cross-country sprint in her first Olympics.
Sophie Caldwell with a totally gritty performance in the semifinals to get herself into the medal round of six. She unfortunately got tangled up with another skier about halfway into the race, went down hard, and did not get to compete for the medal, finishing in sixth position. Still an amazing performance for her in her rookie Olympics.
USSA spokesman Tom Kelly. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.